With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Hezbollah and the Lebanese government are blaming Israel for what appeared to be a sophisticated remote attack.
An American official has said Israel briefed the US on Tuesday after the conclusion of the operation in which small amounts of explosives secreted in the pages were detonated. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because they're not authorized to discuss information publicly.
Correspondent Charles Della Desma reporting in Egypt. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. is still assessing the impact of the pager explosions. Also at SRNNews.com, representatives from the Trump and Harris transition teams met at the White House this week. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
For the first time, aides to Donald Trump and Kamala Harris participated in a meeting of the White House Transitioning Coordinating Committee. It was hosted by President Biden's chief of staff. The Presidential Transition Act mandates that the candidate representatives join the committee as advisors to help make plans to smooth the handoff to the next administration. Preparations cover a range of issues, including office space, political appointee vacancies, and memos on agency operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Students at Appalachee High School outside Atlanta returning to campus for half days beginning next week. The announcement comes after a September 4th shooting at the Winder School that killed four and injured nine others. The wing where the shooting took place will be closed for the rest of the academic year. On Wall Street, stocks are lower ahead of today's announcement that is expected to kick off a series of cuts to interest rates, those cuts meant to keep the economy out of a recession. The Dow dropping 37 points now, the NASDAQ 33 points in the red. This is SRN News. Evangelical leaders are praying for Donald Trump.
After two assassination attempts, the former president is the object of renewed petitions for safety. Franklin Graham says, quote, "This is a strong reminder that we need to pray for this man." Pastor Greg Laurie of Harvest Fellowship says he was relieved to hear that Mr. Trump was unharmed, adding, quote, "We need a return to civility in our public discourse. Most importantly, America needs to turn back to God." Other leaders called for greater protection for the former president. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Nevada has decided not to appeal a judge's ruling from earlier this year that ordered the state to use its Medicaid funds to pay for abortions for poor women. Until now, it is only paid to end pregnancies resulting from rape or incest or that were necessary to save the life of the mother. Meanwhile, voters in Nevada will consider a measure that would enshrine abortion in the state constitution on Election Day. This is SRN News. In consumer news, an iconic American brand, a household name in our kitchens for decades, has fallen on hard times.
Tupperware, which revolutionized food storage all those years ago, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. The company plans to continue operating while seeking court approval for a sale. Florida-based Tupperware enjoyed a resurgence in the early days of the COVID-19 pandemic, but demand has since waned in the face of growing competition, and its financial troubles have continued to multiply. Rich Thomason reporting.
That pipeline fire that erupted in Deer Park, Texas, still burning, with still no definitive word on when the blaze will finally go out. And families of the six construction workers killed in the collapse of Maryland's Francis Scott Key Bridge plan to file legal claims against the owner and manager of the container ship that lost power and struck that bridge. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.